The Morning Blend continues as we continue our series on the 12 Rules for Manliness. Where have all the cowboys gone? It's the latest book by Bear Wozniak, and he returns today to talk about rule number 7, ride the proving trail, pursue your course of action. And this sort of dovetails off what we were talking about last week.
Yeah, it's one thing to have a dream. My dad used to say, a dream is just a daydream unless you write it down.
Mm.
And, you know, like I have all these blue binders in my life. Here's one right here. When I have a new goal, I begin to write it down on a piece of paper. And then I use these blue binders for all the information that I'm learning. Like when I pedaled my bicycle across the United States, I got a blue notebook down. And I wrote in there, I'm going to pedal my bike from here to there, from San Diego, California, Jacksonville, Florida. And then I would say, this is what I need. And then the inner sleeve, all the information needed, I put in there. Then I gradually sort it out. I'm making, getting the right bicycle and everything that you need for the trip. But I'm writing out the plan. But like when we were filming Long Ride, and then always the date you write down, but the date for me always starts happening sooner than I thought because things just start rolling. When we filmed Long Ride Home, you know, we went on 4 long trips. We knew we were going to leave from here, end up there. And this is the basic path we were going to take. This is the supplies here. I made reservations at hotels ahead of time, hoping we would make it to those hotels on time. But, and so we had that path. But then every morning, my good friend from back in the day, Jerry Cohn and I, we would get up early at 5:30 in the morning and we'd pray and say, God, what are you doing? Because we could see the theme because it's an immersive reality show. Long Ride Home, it's a motorcycle TV show. It's on Prime Video and also on EWTN. But we would pray about, what were you doing yesterday, God? What have we been seeing you do on this trip? What should we kind of lightly script for today based on what you're doing? And then, like my dad used to say, God, you write in pencil, God writes in pen. So you write it down, begins to give you that course, but you're always attentive because the Lord says, my word is a lamp unto your feet. So you got to, every step you take, you want to be led by the Lord. With Abraham, he said, pack everything up and go to the land that I'll show you. Abraham didn't know where he was going. Every day he had to check in with God. That's because God wants to have a personal relationship of walking along with you. The children of Israel, they followed a cloud by day. It would stay as a cloud or a day or fire over the tabernacle in the wilderness. But when God wanted to move, the cloud lifted and they just followed the cloud. So it's such a different kind of life to live where you're abandoning yourself to God's will. And you say, what do you want today, God? In every little breath, what shirt should I wear? Everything. And then stuff happens. You get to see, when you're in God's will, Brian, you get to see God do stuff. If you're not in God's will, not even in the ballpark, you're not going to see Ohtani hit 3 home runs. You know, you got to be in the ballpark. So if you're in God's will, then you get to see him do stuff. You get to see miracles. So be in God's will and have a plan, because God said, I know I have in store for you plans. God has a plan for you. And your job is to kind of walk along with Jesus so you can follow his footsteps and walk in your plan.
So you start off this chapter talking about a biblical verse that says, mm-hmm. write the vision, make it plain. He may run who reads it. So let me talk a little bit about that. And this had quite an impact on you at a young age.
Yeah, when I was in college, I felt like I was a rocket on the launching pad. Just let me out of here. Or a horse in the starting gate. Like, I just want to run. But where I was going, I didn't know, right? But I wanted to run. I wanted to fly. So Habakkuk, you know, that favorite chapter, that very favorite book in the Bible that everybody loves and never heard of, that minor prophet, he said, he said, write this vision down in letters big enough so the one who's running can read while he's running. So it's a picture of a runner being sent by a general, perhaps back to the king or from the king to the general, and to run through town and proclaim the victory as he's running through each town, reading from the scroll, but not stopping, just running as he runs through the town. And so when you write the vision down with clarity, you can pursue it, pursue the course. And, you know, it has to be clear. Well, you know, people know all about goal setting now, but you have to write down, this is where I'm going to be. This is the date. And I think my dad used to say, when you write the goals down, make sure it's a goal that you have to grow to become. So it's something that stretches you, but isn't impossible.
Right.
So, but if you don't write it down, it's just a daydream.
And then, of course, you know, are we ready to embrace God's will for us? Because I think we can all maybe hearken back to a time in our life where we tried to do things our way and we just botched it up. But if we are humble and we do give in to what God wants for us, then this is that great adventure that you always talk about.
Yeah, and it's also God's way of forming you as a man. My son, if you aspire to serve the Lord, this is from the book of Sirach. It's not in the Protestant Bible. My son, if you aspire to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal, because the chosen man is proven in the furnace of much affliction. But fall into the hands of God and not into the hands of man, for what man has ever trusted in God and been left forsaken? For as great as his majesty is, so too is his mercy. So part of it is you're going to have some trials. Adventure has got the word adversity right in it, right? So you're going to get humbled. You're going to reach your limit. And you're going to see that when you're going to test your limits and you go, I didn't know I could go that far. I didn't know I could work that hard. I didn't know that I would have the boldness to go in and ask for this information from someone. I didn't know that until I pushed myself, till you almost come to an end of yourself. And sometimes you do. And when you come to an end of yourself is when you say, oh, God, what are you doing here? Oh, I've been in here all along. I'm just waiting for you to get to the end of yourself so you can find me. And then God begins to work with you. The Bible says, blessed is a man who falls on the rock, for he'll be broken. Woe to the man who is on whom the rock falls, he'll be crushed. So there's a certain brokenness. I don't think it's really woundedness. It's a breaking of the will that God allows in us so that we learn to obey him. And then we find, wow, obey him is pretty cool. A lot of good. The things I didn't even know I wanted happen.
So what is the proving trail? And I'm sure it looks different for different men out there, but do we all have a proving trail that we have to ride?
Well, if you try to avoid it, it's going to get worse. You know, the word disciple has the word discipline right in it, right? You know what I mean? So the proving trail is about the path to freedom is discipline. It's the undisciplined man who falls into a trap and is in bondage. You know, they ride their horse right into a box canyon, or they get themselves, out on the edge of a cliff and they get rimrocked. You know, they're stuck. So discipline is that key. So the proving trail is to embrace the kuleana that's God has given you. There's desires, but there's just the basic kuleana, as we say in Hawaii, the stewardship of the realm that God's given you. Are you getting to work on time? Are you getting a new job? Are you making the bed in the morning? Are you watching what you eat? Are you physically training? You know, so that's really the proving trail, is just to make every decision, every small decision, make it well. And then as you pursue that life, there's going to be times of great adversity that God's going to allow you through. You know why? God believes in you. If God allows you to go through times of adversity that you didn't bring on yourself. There's a lot of people that bring on a lot of trouble by bad decisions. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, you know, you're in God's will, and God, what are you doing wrong? You know, why is all this happening? It's God having faith in you, like he had faith in Job, that he wouldn't abandon God. So God has faith in you too. He believes in you too. So as you abandon yourself to God, there's going to be a time of testing, not the kind that comes because you brought it on yourself, but the time that comes because life happens. And then in that, that's what makes a boy into a man, is facing that kuleana, facing that adversity, and powering through it by God's grace. That's why we call it grit and grace.
Bear includes a step-by-step way of riding the proving trail in here. I love step 5, move. Because we can make all the plans we want. We can fill up those blue binders with all kinds of plans. But until we move and put those into action, it's just words on a piece of paper.
And it's my mom used to say, can't stand a wet noodle. I go, what do you mean by that? You know, a noodle, it's on the table and you push it, it curls up on itself. And some people, you give them a little push and they just curl up. I mean, that lack of faith makes Jesus vomit. I mean, he said it. He said, I wish you were hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I will explode, vomit you out of my mouth. So get with it and, you know, go for it. And then you'll see you'll find that the Lord has joy in watching you, and you'll go places you never thought you would go and find real happiness.
12 Rules for Manliness. Where have all the cowboys gone? As we've been talking with Bear Wozniak today on the Morning Blend. If people want a copy for themselves, where can they find it?
Go to schoolofmanliness.com, and that's where the mama bears can buy the books for the men. The men can buy the books there too in our store. And the men can actually join the man cave in our School of Manliness.
Rule 8 is next week, getting the job done with Bear Wozniak. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.